Here's another story about what's going on in Syria. An elderly Christian man can't afford ISIS tax and is forced to convert to Islam. An elderly Christian man has been forced to convert to Islam in Raqqa, Syria, because he can no longer afford to pay the ISIS tax levied by ISIS on non-Muslims. Christians in cities controlled by ISIS have been given the option to flee, convert to Islam, pay a tax, or risk death by the sword. So this guy chose to stay, and now he can no longer afford the tax and was forced to convert to Islam. In 2014, ISIS released a list of 7 rules dictating how Christians who still remain in Raqqa should behave. The document said the jihadist group would guarantee the safety of Christians and their children, money, and churches, provided the rules were followed. It forbidden them from publicly showing crosses, building or repairing churches, and from openly reciting the Bible or performing acts of worship. They also warned not to make a mockery of Islam and not to stop Christians from converting to Islam. And now there are fewer than 50 Christian families living in the city. In March, ISIS forbade all Christians and Armenians from leaving Raqqa under any circumstances. A spokesman cited concerns that they may be used as human shields or even hostages. So here's just another story that you may not hear about in the mainstream media, what's going on in other parts of the world. There's Christian persecution all over the place. It's not being talked about in the mainstream news. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to subscribe to our channel. And stay tuned as we continue to examine the world from a biblical perspective. Thanks for watching.